Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle fires to first and picks off Philly. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is hit by the pitch. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Hodgin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hodgin. Gettle moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gettle, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgin hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. York reaches second base with a double. Wright goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgen. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Edwards moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gettle hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey pinch hits for Joe Haynes. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Earl Harris now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. 2 outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gettle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Gettle reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Lopez moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.